Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch and don't know how to go about it? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I'll help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price at no additional cost to you, all from authorized dealers. Email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com, or you can contact me through my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I talked to good client and friend Scott Reed. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? I'm with my good friend and client, Scott Reed. How you doing, Scott?
Doing well, thank you.
Scott, I can't believe that I think we're just adding the total of watches you bought, and it's close to 8,
that's
maybe
right.
9. Like, you bought, you sold. But I'm with Scott. He's actually lives in Arizona in Scottsdale. Scott just recently purchased 2 watches for me. One is the new, recently new Rolex GMT Day Night, and the other is the Tudor Black Bay Black. We just went and got them sized locally here in Vegas. Literally, like, just minutes after. How does it feel, man?
It's awesome. It looks fantastic. Couldn't be happier.
I'm in shock because I don't get starstruck by watches, but this, like, stopped me in my tracks. It's a very arresting-looking watch. Very functional, and it's elegant. I'm sure. So Scott had the... he's had a steel and gold Submariner with a ceramic bezel. He's had, he's had the Rolex Deep Sea with the black ceramic bezel, and he doesn't have those anymore. Now he has a new Day Night, and I'm sure you can tell that those polished links in the middle just give it a little bit more elegance than the Deep Sea, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The polishing and the, it just looks really, really clean and really refined.
Yeah, and I think you're going to notice it's like the ultimate travel watch. It's the easiest watch to set as well.
And I do travel significantly for work, so it's going to be really nice to have something that's easy to look at and tell, you know, here's what time it is at home, here's what time it is where I'm at.
I'm really happy for you, you bastard. At the same time, Scott, I wanted to also get into, I know you did a video testimonial for me a couple of years ago, and I'm really grateful for that, but for those who haven't seen it, you want to quickly kind of run through how we met?
Yeah, I mean, I was here in Las Vegas on business, meeting up with some clients. I'm a wealth manager in the investment management business, and met Amit at a restaurant over at the Cosmopolitan, and he came up to me and talked about my watch that I was wearing, which at the time I think was a
steel and gold sub.
Yeah. That was, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
It's 4 years.
And,
exactly 4 years ago.
Have done several transactions and have done, a lot of stuff together as both friends and in business.
And thanks, man. I feel the same. It's very rare that I'll extend myself in terms of wanting to hang out with a client and become friends. I mean, I'm very friendly with my clients, but I won't say I'm friends with all of them. But you and I have had an amazing friendship, and, like, the friendship aside, what would you attribute? You know, you've been so loyal to me, and I know you bought your steel and gold Submariner and your Tag Heuer. You also had a Tag Heuer. You still have a Tag Heuer. What do you attribute you working, continuing to work with me? Like, what? Obviously, there's a trust there, but, you know, how soon was that trust built?
I think it was pretty quickly because of your knowledge around, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, your knowledge around, you know, the watch industry is immense. It's really deep and very broad. And I like to go into jewelry stores and go into watch stores, Rolex stores, and look at items. And there's just always been a kind of a disconnect. And I don't mean that negatively, but there's a disconnect with, you just go into a store and look at a watch, there's some guy or some gal behind the counter that you're never going to see them again. I might be in a store in New York or a store in LA or a store in Vegas or Scottsdale or Phoenix, and you're never going to see that person again. So I wanted to have somebody that could kind of guide me through, hey, you know, you should consider this watch and this is why. And you're not really going to get that if you don't have like one person or one store that you can go to and that you can trust.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I think it's also because, I mean, you know, on both sides, I mean, Scott has been generous is an understatement. I mean, when he's in town, he always makes me a part of whatever dinners he's having, or if he's having a good time and he's going out to a club or to a bar or something loungy or something, he always includes me. And usually my first answer immediately to most people is absolutely no. Like, and Scott's one person that I've met his family, I've met his wife, Scott has 7 kids. I've met, 20% of his family, essentially. The rest of his family is all in Scottsdale. And, I just hope this relationship continues to grow, because it's just been amazing, you know? I mean, you were going to come for my 40th birthday, too, which I was even touched that you even thought about coming, you know?
I would have, but, you know.
Yeah.
Those kids.
How did you, initially, when you got, your first good watch was the Tag, right? And then you got your steel and gold sub. How did you get into watches? Like, what was the impetus of you wanting to own a nice timepiece?
Well, just has a lot to do with the type of individuals, professionals, business owners, wealthy families that I manage money for. And, you like to have a certain appearance and a certain look about you, and watches, in my opinion, watches are one of the only jewelry pieces that a man can wear and still look, masculine and professional, and, how he wants to portray himself or herself, for that matter, as I bought a couple of watches for my wife through you as well.
Absolutely.
But, so I think a watch is just like, a necklace or a nice set of earrings is for a woman, in my opinion, for a man. So I really like to have a nice watch, and the first time that I did was when I was, first an independent advisor in this business and had found some success and wanted to own something nice for myself as a gift, and that's where I started.
So, and then you obviously got bitten by the bug, I think, after we met, I think even more so, because I think, you bought yourself the Deep Sea, and you bought yourself the Panerai, and I think you also noticed that those were watches, I'm sure, that people looked at your wrist differently.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because you would tell me all the time, hey, people are noticing it. People are really, it's a conversation starter. It's,
yeah, for
right?
Sure. Yep. You have a really nice timepiece, it's going to get noticed because they're not normal. You'll see them when you're out in professional settings occasionally, but, it's not the standard.
So, so take me through this. There are a lot of people out there who've never worked with me before. And I've had, a lot of people don't know what a watch concierge is. How would you say that that's different? And how would you say that it's, an infinitely better experience than walking into a store? Is it because of, obviously, I get you good pricing and I try to advise you. But what is it specifically in your mind that you feel is an added bonus to just the regular run-of-the-mill everyday buying a watch at a shop?
Well, it's way different than just buying a watch at a store or shop, because, you really take the time to understand the individual, their life. It's really about the lifestyle.
Right.
Like, I'm wearing a Rolex GMT, blue black, but somebody else might, it might be better for them in their lifestyle to own an IWC or a
Breguet,
yeah,
or an Audemars Piguet,
that's
or
right.
Something else.
So it just depends on your lifestyle, how much you're looking to invest in the timepieces, and if you're growing a collection or if you just like to have a different look when you look down on your wrist, it looks different occasionally.
Right.
It's not the same watch every day.
Right.
So that's what you get from working with Amit, and as opposed to maybe somebody at a store in Vegas where I only come to Vegas, once a quarter, twice a quarter, maybe more sometimes.
Right.
And, I would only be face-to-face with the person in a watch store, a couple of times a year. So that's the big difference for me.
And do you feel like, a lot of times people don't believe, I work with authorized dealers, and how is he getting me this pricing, and how is, the transactional part of it done?
I can vouch for that. You definitely work with licensed dealers who are licensed and authorized to sell the timepieces that we are acquiring. And there's a lot of confidence and trust in that.
So you were saying that you could attest to the whole, you know, I work with authorized dealers, I get, you know, obviously all authorized product, but the transactional part of it, how would you say that part of it is when you look at working with, when I say to you, Scott, you're, you know, I need you to fill out an authorization form.
And that's how I prefer to work. It's really simple. Amit just emails me a blank authorization form. I fill it out completely, sign it, and you know, just use the app on my phone to scan it in and email it, and boom, it's done. And the watch comes in the mail within a couple of days.
So it's that simple, guys.
It is that simple.
Would you say, Scott, you know, like, I mean, listen, you've traveled extensively. You know people who have very nice watches. Would you say that this is really a true bespoke luxury experience?
Well, there's no question. It's a personal luxury concierge that, you know, quite frankly, because of the scale of your business, you know, you're not passing any added costs. You don't have a storefront that has, you know,
brick and mortar
that has expenses. So you're a personal concierge who works directly with the individual buyer. So it cuts out a lot of cost. It cuts out a lot of the BS that's associated with buying jewelry.
And a lot of people I've worked with even say the thing that's most shocking to them is that I'm not charging anything extra for this service. If you think about it, I'm saving you money, and based on the amount of experience I have in the watch industry, a lot of people would be charging for the service to work with somebody that has the experience and caliber of, you know, knowledge that I have. But I don't charge you for this. In fact, I save you money and I save you tax.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, and maybe I should hurry up and buy several more watches before you do start charging for the service.
I think you and I have a special relationship, but that will never happen. But Scott, I can't thank you enough. We both are eating lunch now, but I appreciate your friendship, your patronage, and your support.
Yeah, and thank you, Amit. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Well, that's a wrap, folks. That was my one-on-one conversation with good friend and client Scott Reed. Scott has been extremely loyal to me over the last 4 years, and I can't thank him enough for his time. We had a nice lunch, and the fact that he comes back to me over and over again and doesn't make any calls or any moves without me when purchasing a watch is the ultimate testament. So thank you, Scott. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks for this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check me out on my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Don't hesitate to email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can follow me on my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda. If you want to get caught up with the weekly watch news, definitely sign up for my weekly newsletter, and I'll throw the link down below. Until we meet again, rock on and fly back.